Hi, I'm Dave Crane.
And I'm Ridgely Goldsboro, and welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
Ridgely, it's a complete pleasure to have you on this show. Goodness me, where do we start? We're here in Dubai, and we're here to talk about all the exciting things that are changing the world of the entrepreneur. And one of the things that I was wowed by is the Y marketing formula. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, indeed. It is truly a game changer in that, for whatever the reason, even though it has existed since the beginning of time, the fact that people care about you, Dave, not what you do. In other words, that's the sequence. Once they care about you, the human being, then they care about what you do. No one ever cares about what you do first and then cares about you. For whatever the reason, marketing, classic marketing, has got this completely wrong forever. They've talked about first, we have this, we do this, we got this, we offer this, we have this. And in no way engage the person who might be buying that product or service. As opposed to, let me talk about what I stand for, my values, my beliefs, all the things that you care about in your friends is the same way that entrepreneurs and small businesses connect with their customers online, especially. When you land on a website, that website, the business owner that has that website should instantly grab the person, the visitor, and take them through a guided user experience from the very microsecond that they land on the site. The only way you can do that is to engage. And if you talk to the people visiting your site about what you do, what you have, what you sell, what you offer, you sound like everybody else that's on the internet that is completely boring and does not grab the person. If, on the other hand, you start out with a video that says, I'm Dave Crane, and I believe, and then you fill in the blank with whatever it is that you believe, then you give the people who came to see you the opportunity to say, wow, I believe what he believes. He resonates with me. He gets me. I'd like to find out more about you. What do you do, Dave? You see what I mean?
Yeah,
that sequencing is totally different.
So you're effectively creating your own mission statement and sharing that as a first part of your marketing. Is that what you're doing?
Even more than that.
Vision statement, maybe
correct.
More than mission.
It's vision, purpose, mission. But what it really is you're talking to the part of the brain that makes the decisions, which is the limbic brain, which is the set of part of the brain. The part of the brain that develops trust, that has feelings and emotions. Whenever we start out with, we do this, we have this, we sell this, we offer this, we're speaking to the part of the brain that simply processes information, makes no decisions. So if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, who's trying to get someone to make the decision to like you, and therefore part with some of their hard-earned money in exchange for your products and services, you want to talk to the decision maker. So you state an I believe statement. I'm Dave Crane, and I believe that with this television show, you're truly going to be able to benefit. And somebody can say, I think he's right. I think I believe that too. Okay, I'll have to listen to what you're going to say.
But this is completely counterintuitive to the way that marketing's done in the corporate world. It's never about me, because it's an organization that's meant to live long after anybody who's been in the, unless it's Virgin, which is Richard Branson, or Apple with Steve Jobs. Most organizations are faceless, and they're all about the company and the product. And you're saying you need to personalize it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying, if you want someone to make the decision to choose you as opposed to shopping only for price and commodity, then you have to personalize it. You have to talk about the belief system. Let's just take the example that you used. Apple, Steve Jobs. His products all reflect his belief system. Steve Jobs, think about the commercial. When he came back to Apple, the commercial was called Think Different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember that commercial?
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's because Steve Jobs' belief system is, I believe in thinking differently and challenging the status quo. And every single product that Apple has come out with since Steve Jobs took over from John Sculley has all been about thinking differently. Oh, we don't need any buttons on this phone. And challenging the status quo. 1,000 songs in your pocket. All of those things that he's done have been a reflection of Steve Jobs' belief system. Because of that, people don't care how much they pay. They don't want a coupon. They're not looking for a discount. They buy the new one even though they don't need it because their old one still works. Can you see how different that is as opposed to shopping for a television? When nobody expresses a belief system, people are looking at all the features, the benefits, then they're comparing this one, then they're comparing this one, then they're comparing this one. And watch this. Let's suppose that you do a whole bunch of research and you choose this model right here, this model TV. And then you meet up with your mate, and your mate says, oh man, you can't use that one. I mean, that's definitely not the right one. The one that's over there. Even though you've spent a month figuring this out, you instantly doubt yourself because they never told you what they believed, which is what makes you to make a decision. That's why people, somebody who uses an iPhone, they will fight to the death about the superiority of an iPhone over every other model out there. Why? Because Steve Jobs personalized the iPhone by telling us what he believed, not what he had or what he did. Very different. It's all about expressing your why. Why do you exist? Why do we care? And that's why we call it the why marketing formula.
It makes perfect sense because when many people come around to actually buying products, they'll put it on Facebook or LinkedIn and they'll ask people, what do you recommend? Somebody will give an answer, but then they'll also look at who is the person who's suggesting that, what do I think of them? They'll reverse engineer a relationship with them and will qualify that against a different product as to who in my eyes is a better recommender of stuff and what do I think of them. So the why is embedded in the reasoning regardless of whether the person put their why out there initially.
Exactly. We've entered clearly the age of the consumer. If you're going to a restaurant you've never been to before, you go to their website, what do you look at?
We'll go to a website, you're going to look in, you look at the value of the site, the way it relates to you.
No, but if you're going to a restaurant and you're looking at a restaurant's, if you're looking at a restaurant, you're considering going to that restaurant,
yeah.
What helps you make the decision?
It's got to look good.
No, the reviews of the other diners.
Okay, the testimonials and the
If you're going to buy a book, do you read what the publisher says or do you read what the other readers are posting below?
Absolutely,
the reviews.
Definitely.
If you're going to check out a hotel, what do you look at? Their website, but then you look at what? What the other guests are saying.
The comments, which is a new phenomenon, really, with the internet.
Exactly. And in other words, we're looking to our peer group. Mm. And our peer group tells us what they believe. See? It's the same exact thing. When you talk to your friend and you say, hey man, what do you think about that? What you're really saying is, hey, how did that affect you? Did you trust it?
Yeah.
Did you get it? But you see what I'm saying?
What's in it for me?
That's right. You're asking for their belief system about something. So if you, as an entrepreneur, watching this episode, are looking to really turbocharge your marketing, you have to find the why of you, which is why do you exist, why should we care, and express that in all of your services and all of your products. It's a complete game-changing market advantage over everybody else out there.
But one of the biggest fears for people to find their why is that same thing about self-esteem, public speaking, confidence. Most people probably don't believe they have a why, or they're scared to find out what it is. Now, you're a top motivational speaker, very successful businessman, and your many thousands of people you've helped and dealt with in many countries, it still comes up again. People don't like to stand up and say, yes, this is me.
And that's okay as long as you don't want to be very successful. Sorry, but if someone wants to succeed in the marketplace and connect with ideal buyers, they have to be willing to state, who am I and why should you listen to me? Why should you care about me? Why should you care about my product? It's no different than making true friends. When you make a great friend, you want to know what they stand for, what do they believe, where are they coming from. That's what you want to know. What they do is secondary. So people are always going to buy the human connection first, and then what's behind that, the product, the service, the whatever. So if you want to offer, if you want your business to grow like crazy, the key is telling people why you exist and why we should care. That way gives us the chance to vote for you.
And once you've got that why, you put that on everything, everything. So you resonate with as many people as possible?
Of course. Think about Think Different. It was everywhere.
It was.
Think Different was a global phenomenon when Steve Jobs came back. And from that point on, everything he did, launch of the iPad 3, what were the first two words on the video? We believe technology is at its best when it's invisible. We believe those two words trigger the limbic brain, instantly go right in there to the decision maker, and give people the chance to say, I resonate with that, or I don't. And both of those answers are okay, because those people who don't resonate with your belief system are not your great customers. They're your worst customers. The ones that give you problems, don't appreciate you, don't respect you, don't pay you on time. You don't want them. You know where they should go? To the competition.
It's the 80-20 rule over again, isn't it? You choose the people that are who take up most of your time and give you less money and share them with somebody else.
Exactly.
And the ones that look after you and give you the most money are usually the ones in sync with you, and right. You can pick up a phone and they're almost friends, if not already friends as well.
That's exactly right. And that's what you want. You want them to qualify themselves because they experience your why, give themselves the chance to say, yeah, Dave Crane, it's exactly who I've been looking for, and then pick up the phone and call you. At that point, they're already asking for you to say, yes, I'd like to work with you, here are my prices. They've almost reached into their pocket already.
So in terms of when somebody finds their why, I suppose that will help them shape the niche that they want to go into work-wise. If they have a number of different products that they do, once you know your why, you'll be able to identify which other things are most likely to get you success as well.
Of course. In fact, it's even deeper than that. When what you do aligns with why you do it, you have passion. You care deeply about what you do. When what you do or offer does not align with why you do it, you have no passion and you will not have the energy to be super successful. Let me give you an example. Let's suppose that someone's why is to contribute to a greater cause and make a difference in the lives of others. Very common why, very powerful. And that person gets stuck in a cubicle, crunching numbers all day, never impacting anybody. That person is miserable. That person hates their job, does not feel valued, because what they're doing does not align with why they're doing it. You take that exact same person, put them in customer service, where they get a chance to interact with people all day long. They love their job, constantly touching people. Okay, clear, right? Now imagine different person whose why is to create trusting relationships, right? And they're in a cubicle, crunching numbers all day, proving that they can be trusted because the numbers always match up. And when they turn in that report, they're so proud because they're living their why. Exact same scenario, one person whose why aligns with what they do, totally happy. The person whose why did not align with what they do, completely miserable. Now, imagine if you're an employer and you have a team. Wouldn't you want to know the why of every single person that works for you so you could make sure they were positioned in the right place where they could constantly manifest their unique gift and show their passion?
Well, it makes perfect sense, because from that, then you're able to align everybody into their perfect jobs and you end up retaining your staff loyalty and your team will stay there. You don't have to re-employ or get new people in or sack people because they're all where they should be.
And they deeply appreciate being appreciated. In other words, if I know, like at our company, we know the why of every single person, the senior person. Down below, they know them too, but I don't know all those people. So the senior people, I know the why of everybody. So I know what their unique gift is, this person's unique gift, this person's unique gift, who to go to for this, who to go through for that, who to go through. I can cherish and appreciate them for what they do. I know what matters to them, so I know when to say, what to say, all those kinds of things every single day. So everybody coming into work is passionate. I mean, we'll have a problem sometimes. You know, let's say we have a lot of clients. So obviously some people are unhappy about this or that. We had a problem a few months ago, and it was a pretty big client. It was a guy who represented a whole bunch of clients for us. And we had forgotten to do something, and it really needed to be done, and it was completely our fault. We made a mistake. We owned up to the mistake. But my team, because our why of our company is to find a better way, they worked all weekend long. And on the night before the presentation back to the client was happening, at 9 p.m., they're still working. Now, they're on salary, but they were living the why of the company. The next day, we did the presentation. The client was incredibly happy and sent us a whole bunch more business because what we do aligns with why we're doing it.
So the ROI is, it makes sense to do it, but I know a lot of organizations, especially in a downturn, who won't train their team, and they also think twice about the idea of getting them to a level where they can think independently because they might just leave. What do you say to those people?
You say, first of all, I believe that everybody needs to know their why. Everybody needs to know, why are you on this planet? What is your unique contribution? What is the unique gift that only you can bring? How do you bring your why to life? And then you have to find the thing that aligns with your why in everything that you do. If you do that, you wake up every day enthusiastic, excited about your job, excited about your company, excited about your products, and you can literally feel like, wow, I have so much passion, which enables you to keep working harder than everybody else, overcome the obstacles, which are absolutely essential. We know from Think and Grow Rich and all of the major business books of all time, the number one characteristic of success, perseverance. How do you persevere? By having passion for what you do that doesn't slow you down when you meet an obstacle, which especially if you're growing, everybody's going to meet. So to have that kind of passion, what you do must align with why you do it, which is why you need to know, why are you here? Why do you exist? And then find something that aligns perfectly with that, so you have that endless juice to go out there and make it happen.
One last question. In terms of people creating their own personal brand and turbocharging that brand to the rest of the world, what is that one bit of advice that you would say to them that will make such a big difference, whoever they are and whatever they're doing?
Really, really simple. I believe. Those two words, I believe. Find out what your why is, and then express it like that. Hi, I'm John Smith, and I believe, da 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 da. When you say that, you instantly lock in to the limbic brain of everybody who sees that statement, and give them the opportunity to say, I believe that too, or I don't. Either one of those is okay. Those people who say, I believe that too, you have such a more profound connection than anything you could ever get from showing the features of your product before you express what you believe.
Absolutely. Fantastic stuff there. Hope you're making notes. If not, play the video again. Ridgely, it's been a complete pleasure having you on the show. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And I've got to say, when you find out what your why is, everything will change 100%.
Don't understand how women are different and their sensitivities are different, then we end up sabotaging our relationships. That's just one of 100 different examples that I explore in my books, at my relationship seminars, and not just in our personal relationships, but in the workplace as well.
Even more stuff coming up in the next episode, so stick around. Turbocharge Your Brand TV.